Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week that goes by, you just could picture the Eagles running out of the tunnel, led by Sirianni, to this song. I mean, that trip to New Orleans is coming into focus now.
Feels like it's going to happen. As long as he stay out of Jalen Carter way, he'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm not getting in his way. Neither should Nick Sirianni. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. 215-592-9494. All right. Obviously, at this time of year, injuries could always be an issue. And luckily for the Eagles, they haven't had many significant injuries. Now, Landon Dickerson did leave the game yesterday. We'll get an update, I'm sure, on that soon. Hopefully not a big deal. I mean, the big ones right now in the NFL are in Detroit. We'll find out how long Mahomes is going to be out in Kansas City, if any time at all. But, you know, a lot of teams have big injuries. That's part of the long NFL season. Mm-hmm. Hugh, we do have one here with the quarterback. And it's not one I think that, it obviously didn't affect his play much yesterday. He was excellent, his best game of the season. But Jalen Hurts has a broken finger on his left hand, his non-throwing hand. Let's hear Hurts talking about the finger and what's going on right now. Because I guess before the game, Ian Rapoport put up a photo, and you know Hurts was walking in with a splint on his hand. He's like, "Yeah, apparently he has a broken finger." And like, "What? Where'd that come from?" Here's Hurts talking about it.
Jalen, your finger was broken. Is it broken, and did it impact your play at all today?
It is broken, and it did impact my play.
How? Is it just really tougher to?
Yeah. I mean, it's broken, so it's, yeah.
Can I tell you how I think it impacted his play?
What is that?
Well, not as
made him play better?
Well, maybe. I mean, his throwing was incredible, and his passing. Hugh, I noticed you mentioned earlier his fumble, right? When T.J. Watt did the little peanut punch, right, and knocked it out?
Peanut, yeah.
So if you go rewatch the play, you know, he's running towards the left side, the left sideline, right? Yeah, he's running towards the left sideline. Mm-hmm. It is his left hand has the broken finger. Typically, Hugh, when you're running towards the sideline, you know, the ball carrier. You switch hands, right? You put the ball towards the sideline, so if it gets knocked out, it could go out of bounds and you could retain possession. He didn't switch hands. And I have to go back and rewatch more of his runs, but I wonder if he's uncomfortable carrying the ball in his left hand because he doesn't have the grip. And if that's the case, that's something to keep an eye on the rest of the season. If he has to hold it in his right hand,
be a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, does it affect ball security?
Yeah, I think it probably does. And now you're knowing that, then you know you might have guys that are going to try to put him in a position where, you know, they can take advantage of that ailment that he has. But the thing you do in a situation like that is do what he did yesterday. You got to get the ball out your hands quick and don't give them a chance to put hands on you like that.
The other thing I'm wondering about with it is, are they more likely to go shotgun because it's a little easier for the snap? You know, not the handoff from the center to him, the exchange. You know, that's you know, obviously that could impact the finger and maybe just it's just uncomfortable.
Maybe part of the reason why they've been in the shotgun more instead of under center, too. Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. I mean, you mentioned that last week. So he was also asked when it happened. I think someone asked us about a specific play against Carolina last week, and he just said no. Like, he didn't give detail on when it happened.
He doesn't like to talk about injuries too
much. He does not. I mean, he hates it.
Yeah. I mean, because I would have to think at this point it gives the opponent a chance to exploit his weakness, mm-hmm. so he doesn't like to talk about it.
I get that, but it's obviously there now. I mean, it's not going to go away the rest of the season. So the guy has a broken ring finger on his left hand. We'll find out more on Dickerson coming up. 215-592-9494. By the way, officially, Kyle, we're not getting flex Sunday, right? We're staying at 1?
Staying at 1.
1 o'clock.
Pat's Bills got moved to 425.
I guess they want Allen in the...
I guess.
That's a bad game, though.
It's the Pats and...
Like 15-point favorites.
Yeah, because if they were flexing, it'd be flexed today, right?
Yeah. Today, they have to make the choices on times.
Pass. Yeah.
All right, so we're locked in to 1 o'clock game. Do we have times for the other games this season? Because that last week of the year, it's always up in the air, right?
Yeah, I don't think they've settled any of those yet.
When is the Cowboy game? Is that a 4 o'clock game?
I think that's another 425.
All right. That feels like a 1 o'clock game. I know it's the Cowboys Eagles, but the Cowboys bring no buzz this year.
It is 425.
All right, so we got 1, 425, and then we'll see what that last week brings. Josh in Wilmington's up. Hey, Josh.
Hey, boys, what's going on?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Josh, what's up?
Not a whole lot, man. Victory Monday. Let me ask you guys a question, right? Kyle, too. So, I'm like a superstitious guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So last year, I got a jersey. It was bought for me around the holidays, and I just put it in the closet, hung it, right? It's an authentic. It's real nice.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what? We're 2-2. Well, I started wearing the jersey. We're undefeated when I wear the jersey. Do you guys do stuff like that, or am I the only weird one?
No, you're the only weird one.
No.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding,
Josh.
Come at me, man.
I'm kidding, Josh. As far as superstitions I had when I played, I mean, I guess the only one, I would always have to wear a cross when I played. And I would always, some guys don't like to take a shower in the morning. They just get up and go play. I used to like to be clean. No, some guys, some people are night showerers. And some people are morning showerers.
And we know in the summer, you're a multi-showerer.
Oh, yeah. I do that now, really. Uh-huh. I mean, I take a couple of showers. So, yeah. Can't be out there musty.
So Josh, I think most people are like you, Josh. I don't think it's weird at all. I mean, you got to keep wearing it. I mean, you're as responsible now for this win streak as anybody.
So here it is, right? You know whose jersey it is. It's Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, but you got to wear it, yeah.
You better bet I'm wearing the you-know-what out of the hue. And I just, I stood up last night. I'm like, man, I'm in this jersey. And look, I didn't say anything. You know, I kept it to myself. But I'm like, man, I decided to put this on, and we ain't lost since. Wow. You know, so now it's like I quick get home yesterday, run upstairs into the closet, throw the jersey on, haven't washed it, nothing. But, it's Jalen Hurts. And that leads me into how – much of a winner the dude is. I mean, then listen. Let me answer your question. I've broken fingers. You've broken fingers, Joe, Kyle, right?
Yeah, I've broken my fingers. Sure.
Yeah. Right. So, what kind of question is? Hey, does it hurt? Well, yeah, it hurts. It's a broken.
It's uncomfortable. Yeah, he's playing football and being tackled. I'm sure it hurts a lot.
Oh my goodness! But it's like. Come on now. And that other caller, I think he was referencing me in the example that I gave last week about Joe Burrow and just some of the things that he and Chase do together that, I would love to see more out of. I wasn't knocking Jalen. And that again, I'm so stoked that we got the performance that we did out of him yesterday. And I'm really, really now even more excited heading down this stretch, right? It's just don't take any of these opponents, especially Washington, coming up lightly. But I'm going to tell you, man, that defense that's a luxury, man.
I feel attacked.
You should.
I feel attacked.
Man, I'll tell you what, man. Them boys in the middle still, I just, you know what I picture when Zach Bond takes the pursuit angle? You guys ever, you've seen the Braveheart poster of Mel Gibson just like in action with a sword?
Yeah, with his face painted. Yeah.
With his face painted. Like that, every time I see Zach Bond on a pursuit angle, I just flash to that poster. And I'm like, this guy's an absolute psychopath.
He takes such great angles, and he almost never misses a tackle in the open field. He's been amazing. Man. It's one of the great Howie Roseman signings ever.
100%. And DeJean yesterday on a few of his tackles, man, the angles, like, he is so innate with the way that he sees it and he doesn't come off it, and it's clean as you know what when he puts his head into it, man. It is so impressive to see our team just 100% tackling as a unit. You know, and man, I'm just stoked. Yesterday was awesome. We kicked the tar out of the Steelers. They stink. Don't take any of these next three games lightly. And, boys, it's Victory Monday, man.
Victory Monday.
Let's do it, Josh.
Thank you, boys.
You got it, buddy. Man. Good phone call, Josh. We appreciate it. Do you have an issue with him not washing the jersey?
That's kind of nasty. I mean, but people do stuff like that.
So here's the thing, though. We didn't get to ask Josh like what he's doing during the game. He strikes me as a stay-at-home guy during the game.
Yeah, but that's still funky.
But wait, but he's obviously not going to just wear it just on him, right? He's going to probably have a T-shirt on over it or a sweatshirt on, maybe put some, whatever. It depends on the temperature.
Still funky.
But wait, if he puts the jersey on for 3 hours a Sunday over his other shirts, and then he puts it back in the closet and he doesn't spill anything on it, I don't know. I mean,
that's a lot to ask. And I'm pretty sure he's jumping around, you know, doing all types of stuff. And
what types of stuff?
Fist pumping and stuff like that.
Fist pumping makes your jersey dirty?
To each his own. I am funny about smells and clothes. Like, I'm the type, before, like the sweater that I ordered, the reason why I wanted it early because I want to wash it.
But that's fine. If he's by himself or at home, it's not a big deal.
Still,
smells.
But he smells. I mean,
who cares?
To each his own. But I'm not. I mean, it's still kind of nasty.
You've never smelled by yourself.
What you mean? What you mean? I'm saying, funky?
Who cares if you're not going out?
I guess it's just a pet peeve of mine. I'm not trying to be nowhere. Well, even if I'm by myself, funky. I mean,
you might not notice that you smell.
Yeah, you might not
notice. I don't see that. This is the thing. I don't notice how anybody else don't know if they stink. Because I know when I stink, and I don't want to be around anybody.
I don't think judging by some people you run into, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Not everyone knows.
You really don't. I'd be like, ooh.
No, it's like a thing. Like, you're desensitized, I guess, to your own smell.
Yeah, because I'm like, ooh. Because it's like I can get a little gamey, so I just make sure I'm not gamey. Yeah.
Like chicken?
Like, you know, it's funny. Like, I guess because my son, he has that. Like, Harper, we took him to a birthday party a couple weeks ago. And he started running around. And, you know, when they're little, you don't really put deodorant on him.
Yeah, no, he's too young.
Man, he got the sweat. And I was like, hold up. And his mom's like, do you smell onions? It's like, yes, it's him. He smelled like a little onion. So I started calling him my little onion. So, yeah. It's like, yeah, you can't tell. You know what's funny? When you're little and you would run around, you never could tell how funky you were. But as you get, you be smelling little stinky little kids.
I just think Josh is fine putting his jersey on, put it back in the closet. Plus, the jerseys, sometimes if you wash them too much, they wear, the letters and the numbers wear off. You got to be careful with that.
You got to dry clean them, if that's what you want to do.
Who has the time for that?
Well, I'm not saying wash it every week.
The guy's watching the game, going to work the next day. He's got time to go to the dry cleaners for his jersey.
I'm not saying wash it every week, but I'm just saying wash that thing, man. And plus, washing the dryers are more efficient now. It won't tear your clothes up that bad.
Okay, but I'm just saying the Eagles are on a winning streak. He can't worry about that. You just got to stay the course.
We made a whole deal about Josh in this little funky jersey.
Well, because you made a face and a noise.
I'm just like,
when the guy said it.